This goes to Troy Novak, PAC, fax 989, and leave the rest blank, regarding Deborah Goodboo, G-O-O-D like David, B like boy, O-O. Date of birth 7-6 of 1956. Dear Troy, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Goodboo with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, bilaterally small kidneys, anemia, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and hypercalcemia with elevated intact parathyroid hormone. Her last visit was September 10th of 2024. She has had no hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. She does have chronic shortness of breath with exertion that is stable. No sputum production, no cough, no wheezing, no chest pain or palpitations, no recent falls or dizziness, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. She makes adequate amounts of urine without cloudiness or blood, and no current edema of the lower extremities. Medications, I want to highlight lisinopril, 40 milligram daily. She's on Coumadin, for anticoagulation for the paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and propafenone, P-R-O-P-A-F, like Frank, E-N-O-N-E, 225 milligram twice a day, and bisoprolol is 5 milligram once daily. Physical exam, weight 278 pounds, pulse is 74, and blood pressure is 133 over 98 on her home blood pressure machine. And labs, most recent labs were done 2/24 of 2025. Creatinine is 1.6. Estimated GFR is 35. Electrolytes are normal. Phosphorus 3.1. Albumin 3.7. Corrected calcium is 10.6. Intact parathyroid hormone is 288.2. Hemoglobin is 12.7 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. We will continue to get labs monthly, as she sometimes fluctuates between 3B and stage 4, chronic kidney disease. 2, hypertension on home monitor. Encouraged her to have the blood pressure machine checked at the office to make sure that it is accurate. 3, anemia of chronic disease, and she sees Dr. Sahai regularly for that. 4, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. She's anticoagulated with warfarin. And 5, hypercalcemia, suspected primary hyperparathyroidism, and possibly a parathyroid adenoma. We will schedule her for a nuclear medicine parathyroid scan in the Alma Hospital. If an enlarged parathyroid gland shows up, she'll be referred to a surgeon for surgical evaluation and possible removal of the adenoma. If no evidence of any irregularities in the parathyroid glands, I would consider starting her on Sensipar, 30 milligram, real low dose of one on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, to treat the elevated calcium levels and also lower the parathyroid hormone. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.